Welcome to Breakthrough Radio, a global business radio show where smarter strategies deliver breakthrough results by adding an entrepreneurial touch driving today's profits. Now, get ready for three powerful breakthrough segments with Michelle Price.
Good day and welcome to Breakthrough Radio. This is Michelle Price here, where we're coming to you from the third coast of Houston, Texas today. And on Breakthrough Radio, we are officially celebrating 6 years of talking about mastering the inner and outer game of business. Well, it's time for us to pop over and talk with Don Cooper on our breakthrough tip this morning and learn what are six sales activities you need to be doing more often. How are you doing today, Don?
I am terrific, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. So tell us, why six activities we need to be doing more often?
Well, there are all kinds of activities that you can be doing in your sales and in your business if you're a business owner or professional. The challenge is trying to narrow down the things you should be doing most, because you only have so much time. And the key to your business and sales success is leveraging that time by investing it in those places, those activities that will give you the biggest, fastest returns. So with that in mind, here are six things that you should be doing more often if you want to boost your sales. Number one is planning. Plan your day, plan your week, plan your month, plan your year. Plan your goals. Plan your sales calls. Plan your marketing campaigns. The more strategic and tactical planning you do, the more effective you will be. Number two, prospecting. Most salespeople, business owners, and professionals don't prospect enough. We sit around and we complain that our sales aren't where we want them to be, but we aren't picking up the phone. We're not getting on email. We're not getting on LinkedIn. We're not making somebody else's phone ring. If your phone's not ringing enough, you need to get on your phone and call somebody else. You need to allot time for prospecting. Because if you don't schedule time for prospecting, you won't do it. Most of us dislike prospecting, so we put it off and we avoid it if at all possible. And yet, keeping that pipeline full is critical for everything else in sales. Number three, following up with said prospects. Talking with a prospect once is no guarantee a sale is going to happen. The key to a sale really is in the follow-up. Keep in mind, prospects aren't sitting around waiting for you to call them so they can buy from you. And after they've talked with you, you are the number one thing on their mind every minute of every day. So because they're busy, because they have other things competing for their attention, you need to follow up with them to make sure that you stay on their radar and that you help get them closer to buying. The more follow-up you do, the more sales you'll make. Very often, the sale does not go to the best product or the lowest price, but to the salesperson who does the best follow-up. Number four, keeping in touch with past and existing customers. Just like with prospects, you aren't the number one thing on the mind of your customers every day. Your customers are not waking up in the morning thinking, you know, I should buy some more, or I should call them again. Again, they're busy, they have lives, but they still often need what you're selling. And in many cases, a simple reminder would get them to buy. How many times have you gotten a postcard or a letter or an email or seen a TV commercial that reminds you, oh yeah, I should buy some more of that, or I need to get some more of that, or I'd love to go there again. So keep in touch with your existing and past customers. They already like you. They love your product or service. So keep in touch to remind them that you're thinking of them, that you like them, that you care about them. Send them articles and ideas, stuff that will help them in their lives, their business, as well as the occasional reminder that here's something you can buy, or here's a new way to use our product, or here's some recipes. Keep in touch with your existing and past customers, and they will buy more from you. Number five, networking. Most businesses are built on relationships. Whether they're relationships with your customers, or with alliance partners, the more relationships you have, the better your sales prospects. So make it a point to schedule time to go to Chamber of Commerce mixers, industry events, conferences, any place where lots of people are gathering, and you might be able to make some great connections, either with people who are potentially your prospects or with people in your industry or your business or your geographic area who could become partners for you. And worst comes to worst, you make new friends. You can't lose. And number six, learning. You should always be getting better. You should be reading books, articles, blog posts, going to seminars, again, going to conferences where you can learn. And learn about everything. Don't focus on one little area. The broader you can expand your knowledge, the better. So invest time learning about selling. Learn more about your industry. Learn more about your products and services. Learn about your competition. Learn about your market. Learn more about business and economics, finance, marketing, psychology. The more you learn, the more value you bring to the table as a salesperson, as a business owner. The more you can do, the more you can dare. So while there's lots of things that you can and should be doing in your business and in your sales career, these six are among the most critically important places to spend more time. Planning, prospecting, follow-up, keeping in touch with customers, networking, and learning. Do those six things more often, and you'll make sales more often.
Thanks, Don. We look forward to learning some more from you in December.